Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us is Brittany.
Hello.
We're on the final issue of this Wonder Woman story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, go check out our last six episodes.
Hey, you got it right without any prompts this time.
Yay.
Brittany didn't have to hold up her hand.
So we start out with Olympus back in party mode.
Hermes as like this beautiful splash page going, oh, guess what happened? And he's very
mighty. Excited. Mighty Olympus is born anew.
Hey guys, our plot paid off.
Yeah, us doing nothing while our minions do all our work is wonderful.
You've literally just described, you know, Greek gods.
Oh, I know. No, there's a podcast list too called Myths and Legends. And anytime he does any kind of Greek mythology, yeah. Well, like I'm in the middle of listening to the Fall of Troy or just the Troy arc. And yeah, it's all Greek gods doing this, Greek gods doing that, or Greek gods making their people do this. So, yeah. And this is where we get Zeus wanting to thank the Amazons properly with his dick.
He's like, I'd like to thank each and every one of them.
Maybe more than once.
Yeah. Back on Themyscira, which
we also have to point out that Pan, the god Pan is like, man, I can't wait to, go see this island populated by nothing but women. And Hermes is like, dude, just back the fuck up.
They will sit on you, and not in the good way.
Yes.
Wait, there's a bad way for them to sit on you?
Nope. No, there isn't.
I didn't think so.
but Themyscira, they've got Wonder Woman. They're trying to save her. But they need some godly intervention. And so Zeus is like, you know what? I'll throw him a bone. And then I'll heal Diana.
And by that, you mean Poseidon does it?
Well, he tells Poseidon to do it. Zeus was like, yes, go ahead, do it. But then Poseidon's the one that actually heals Wonder Woman and saves everything. Let's see here. Yeah.
So Poseidon pulls her into the sea, and then we have more bubbles covering bottoms.
There's a side boob.
There's a lot of side boob.
There's actually a lot of side boob.
And front boob in the next page.
Oh, yeah. But you don't actually, you know.
Well, you don't see nipple, so you still see boob.
Well, in that case, there's vagina. You just don't see, you know.
Just saying.
Although, by the looks of it, she is clean shaven. I wonder if she waxes.
Anyway. Let's see here. We get Hippolyta basically not arguing with Diana, but kind of distraught. Like she wasn't sure if she was ever going to see her daughter ever again, and was just, you know, saddened by it, like any good mother would. But because, you know, this was the will of the gods still have a say in how the Amazons kind of
live their life.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they are the reason why they're immortal, and without them, obviously we saw them deteriorating and dying. So,
yeah.
But then, you know, you get the Athena's owl dropping off Hermes shoes to
winged sandals.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hermes shoes.
That are winged.
To Diana. Yep. We do go back.
I mean, they're not quite the Pegasus boots.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. And then this scene, this costume is a nice throwback to some of her older looks, because we see her in like these kind of loose flowy shorts or skirt-esque picture, as well as her more her
larger- something that probably be a little more comfortable.
Yeah, it's very what we would consider now Earth 2 Wonder Woman. It's more of that outfit, so which is it's nice. It's a good homage to it, considering at this point this is the Earth Prime and all of the other Earths are destroyed in DC Universe. So we go back to Boston, and Vanessa is still old and dying. But because Wonder Woman's a woman of her word, she is there to help save her. And she interrupts whatever medical... It wasn't surgery.
Well, let's get this right. She knocks out all the guards.
They're in the hall.
Tears the door open.
She pushes them aside.
Yeah. Tears the door open and then goes in there to stop whatever they're doing so she can, you know, actually work her magic.
Yeah. And it starts to work.
I mean, she doesn't work magic so much as she has a solve. And, you know, it's like.
No. It literally says right here. The doctor's like, it's like magic. And Diana says, no, it is magic.
And then we get, who is this? Mindy Mayer.
She becomes important, especially later. And it was nice. I forgot she came in so early.
Oh, okay.
To Wonder Woman.
Good.
That's good to know. Cause I had no idea who she was.
Yeah. I thought she was, I mean, she's a PR person. She is trying to get, trying to give Wonder Woman some good press around the world.
She wants,
and this.
No, she's trying to jump on the Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she wants to be her publicist.
Yeah, this issue is just basically that. Like, we get the after the wrap up of everything with Ares, the rest of this issue is just, well, Vanessa becoming young again, and then Wonder Woman getting good press to the world, and it literally just overnight.
No, it's not overnight. She goes on tour, doesn't she?
Does she go on tour?
No. No, she hasn't. But she's that's what Mindy's trying to get to happen.
Okay. But she has become a popular household name, especially in the Boston area.
It says at one of the top of one of the pages, the campaign is about as tasteful as a traffic accident and about as subtle as World War II.
Yeah. But, I mean, so if you think about it, though, you've got, at this point in time, and apparently Hawkman is around, too, which I'll look into that at some point, you've got Superman getting all the press through Metropolis and Daily Planet, even the Daily Star. You've got Batman in Gotham City, who is trying not to get any press, but is just getting whispers. And, I mean, if Superman knew who Batman was at the time, obviously, his name is still being out there. Wonder Woman's name has to get out there. So this just makes perfect sense, you know?
And we also see Mindy come up with the name Diana Prince because she doesn't want her to get mixed up with Princess Diana.
I saw that.
So it tells us, too, that like they're in very much our modern day world at the time. As well as hinting that her name might be changing in the future because, yeah, how is she going to go around the, you know, every day? Is she going to be Wonder Woman every day or is she going to find something else and have a secret identity?
Yeah. Which, and she was one of the ones who didn't really take on a secret identity.
Yeah.
So, which isn't a bad thing. I know in the movies they played it out like she needed one, but also in the movie, she didn't show up until World War I and then lived until not now. So
yeah,
she had to keep herself hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. We've got a couple of quick panels of the Pentagon and General Hillary basically saying that he's keeping Steve Trevor and Lieutenant Etta Candy on special assignments and separated and basically trying to bury what happened with the Ares project because that's what military men do. And then we are introduced to Barbara Minerva.
Oh.
And
wait. First, we're introduced to Chuma.
Okay. Yes, her servant.
Servant of some kind, butler.
Yeah, this like is
a mini little dude.
This is the first time reading these, so I didn't know exactly all of what he does because this is the last issue I read.
Shit, I still don't know what the hell he does. So
you read past this. We'll get to him at some point in the future. I know we will. But she would like, she is a collector of sorts. Right? Is that right?
She's a collector of artifacts and interesting things.
Artifacts.
She wants,
like, the golden lasso that she sees in the paper. A prize, such a prize deserves to be mine.
Yeah. And we basically end with the tease of Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
So
we see Cheetah going down to somewhere in the house and getting a plant leaf.
Yeah.
And that's how we end. Cheetah comes out with the plant leaf.
And that's how we end that issue and this first arc. Ron, first time reading it. What'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. Like I've never read Wonder Woman. The only Wonder Woman I've ever really had anything to do with would be like from the movies. And this was so much better than as far as like the origin goes and stuff. Like this was fantastic. Like I said, when we were going through the first one, I loved how deep they got into the background before we even meet Diane. It's fantastic that they went into enough depth to get the story of, you know, why they were where they were, why Themyscira Paradise Island was, you know, separated from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it a lot.
Brittany, of course, you love this.
I absolutely adored this. And there's so much meat to her story right away. I mean, not only do we see her starting out and being made of clay, but then we see Hippolyta before that, and then we realize, oh, Hippolyta was that cave woman that was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have such a specific moment in time that isn't just, you know, oh, mom and dad had a baby, because her story is so different from everyone else's because she's a superhero and she's a goddess and, you know, it's supposed to be something special. So, just, like, rereading that and the fact that it has Greek mythology and it tries to flesh things out, even though it definitely does not do Zeus justice.
Tries is the key word there.
But it's just, it's so unique to what Superman has or what Batman has that she really is a character in her own right and not just the female version of Superman, which is something that was really important when refreshing the story.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with both of you. This was a great, great story, a great beginning, especially after Crisis on Infinite Earths. My only question, because I know here soon we'll be hitting the Legends miniseries, which was Wonder Woman's introduction to the other heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I find interesting, though, is that it sounds like she goes on the world tour showing herself off. How did no one know about her until that other miniseries? That could be answered in that book. I've only thumbed through it and read a couple pages here and there. We'll get to that here probably pretty soon, sooner than I think anticipated. So I'm sure that'll be answered. But yeah, no, this was a wonderful story. I can't wait to read more. Wonder Woman is a great character. This was the basis of the first movie. With obviously, they changed things, of course. I mean, this takes place in the 80s, where movie takes place World War I. But the whole plot with Ares in the book is basically the plot of the movie. So, But yeah, this was a good, good book. Good, good one to read. Kenner?
Yeah, I was just marking where I'd stopped reading last time. And
okay, no, just a lot of noises. I just want to make sure.
Oh, sorry.
Good. Well, I think that's everything. Everything I got. You guys have anything you want to finish up on?
I think that says a lot of it. I highly recommend reading it for yourself and further reading, because it these seven stories really do lay out the world. And later on, you know, you see characters again and again that you were introduced to super early, which is nice that they keep them around and they come back.
Yeah, I had no idea that the Mindy was going to be around for longer. I thought she was just going to be here in the beginning and then never see her again.
Yeah, she gets a cover and everything later
on. Oh.
So she gets pretty important.
Okay. Ron, any final thoughts?
Nope, I'm ready to wrap it up. So you have your 3 minutes left to record.
It's whatever. All right, guys. Let's get out of here. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks, Brad.
All right.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.